Welcome to the new reality edition of Bite Marks Cafe right here on Hawaii Public Radio, where we serve you the first bite of today's science, technology, and innovation. I'm Bert Lam. And on today's show, we have Michelle Dume. She's from Keolani Solutions. We also have Margaret Schmidt from the Hawaii Women in Tech. And they're right here and ready to tell us about the Hawaii Island AI Summit. I want to welcome you both to Bite Marks Cafe.
Thank you, Bert. I really appreciate it.
Yeah, and, you know, thanks for joining us. I know, Michelle, you're on the Big Island, and Margaret, you're on Oahu, so glad to accommodate both of you. And, you know, when I heard about this, I thought, wow, this is pretty cool. There's an AI summit, and it's not actually, you know, on Oahu, where a lot of these summits take place. It's actually happening on the Big Island, and you both are very much active organizers of this. So I do want to have you both, you know, tell us a little bit of, well, I'll start with Michelle. And Michelle, you know, Keolani Solutions, what is it that Keolani Solutions does? And I want to get you to start telling us a story about how did this all kind of come together?
Sure. So Keolani Solutions really started from one of my passions, and really is what we do is we work alongside our local businesses here on Hawaii Island, nonprofits and individuals here, to do exactly upskilling and making sure that we streamline and have clarity on the problem, right? So think about helping organizations streamline operations, implement technology and scales. And so that's why we started Keolani Solutions. The people here we see are obviously very invested in their business, and we just want to help them grow those capabilities from the inside out.
No, that's great. And you know, Margaret, you're the founder of Women in Tech in Hawaii, and how did you get kind of like pulled into this collaboration?
Well, Bert, you know, last year, 2025, was an exceptional year for Hawaii Women in Tech, our founding year, mm-hmm. where we launched officially as a 501c3, and with, you know, our focus throughout 2025 has been that commitment to equip our local talent to thrive and lead in tech and tech adjacent roles. And I'm delighted about the workshops, the thought leadership events that we rolled out last year and delivered to the community last year. And so as we enter 2026, I'm so excited about the Hawaii Island AI Summit. This is our first Big Island event, our first event off of Oahu, and it really started as a collaboration mm-hmm. And a conversation between Michelle and I, fresh off of Honolulu Tech Week. And Michelle, I remember our first conversations after Honolulu Tech Week, both the excitement and the thrill, but also the awareness of really the need for practical workshops, thought leadership, and networking opportunities to help empower and educate our local talent. And Michelle, I'm thrilled about your perspective and the excitement of Keolani Solutions to bring that programming to the island.
So it was actually in, kind of September-ish, right? Honolulu Tech Week.
Yes.
That took place for the most part, well, all over town, but it was probably at the sandbox, right, this conversation might have taken place. And I guess what I'd like to hear you both talk about are some of the other organizations that are part of your collaboration, because you have, you know, Hawaii Women in Tech, you have Keolani, but there's some other organizations that are part of this group that is basically bringing the AI Summit to the Big Island.
Yeah, I think there's been a great outpouring of support for this event. We do, like you said, have ourselves, Hawaii Women in Tech and Keolani Solutions. But we've had KTS come out, which is a MSP provider mm-hmm. down in Hilo. And we have, of course, Blue Startups from the entrepreneur point of view. Nimble Brain, which is a local Hawaii Island business. Infrared Garden, which is another local Hawaii business, and so is Netcom. And then we have HGDC, of course, Hawaii Center for AI, and we are sponsored also by, you know, Waiakea Water and Big Island Tech as well. So that Big Island Tech is just a meetup group that started, we took over that about a year and a half ago, and has been growing and thriving. So it's great to see all the tech adjacent people really coming together to pull this off.
Well, you know, that's great to hear, because I'm always on the hunt for, you know, tech activities that are taking place. And, you know, I see enough of them that are in the, you know, sort of like the Oahu community. But I oftentimes, you know, things have to kind of rise up a certain level to kind of get that notice, especially on the neighbor islands. And it's great to hear that, you know, this is one of the events that's kind of raising that level of awareness of some of the, you know, organizations that are actually helping to sort of elevate the voice of technology on the Big Island. I know Maui is pretty active with, you know, with MEDB, and you got the Maui, the comparable Maui Tech meetups. And there's a lot of sort of industry activity around, you know, Space Force and all that kind of stuff. But I'm really happy to hear there's, you know, all this kind of activity that's taking place on the Big Island. So, you know, in terms of, you know, bringing people together, who are the primary sort of program organizers? I mean, coming up with what's actually going to be shared during this event. Who are those key people?
Yeah, so part of our key people, I want to say, when this conversation started between Margaret and I, mm-hmm. it was to the point where, like, okay, well, yeah, let's do this, but this is a community event, so let's get as much of the community involved as possible, because that's how this is so unique to this island, right? So we were able to get, you know, for instance, Benson Medina for the county. He does a lot with the workforce development, R&D, right? Mm-hmm. So he is going to be one of our keynote speakers. And so he'll talk about the county aspect, but then we'll narrow it down to Benil, who's part of our SBDC outreach, right? And he'll talk more about East Hawaii specifically. And then we have the speakers themselves. You know, Matt is from Nimble Brain, really talking about how to build an AI brain, mm-hmm. if you want to, you know, go into something that actually works and knows your company. Some agent building from another person on the island with Agents LLC. And then you have myself, who's doing a leadership track about making sure you're choosing the right AI project. And then also Change Leadership, another owner of an InfraGarden, is also local here in Waimea. Mm-hmm. So those are the core speakers. We do have one person joining us from Oahu, and that is Nam Vu. So mm-hmm. I think his perspective on the panel for the future of work is critical. But then the rest of the speakers are Tracy Foglia from Hawaii Employers Council, and Janice Ikeda from Vibrant Hawaii, as well as Paul DeMay from Abra Hospitality. So it's just all these people are coming out and just really wanting to share what they know and get to know more people.
Oh, that sounds great. Now, I do want to give you a chance to kind of pick your brain a little bit about what you are hearing from the community itself. So you've given kind of a high level of what some of the speakers might be focusing in on, but what is your assessment of the community's response to a lot of this AI topic? And I've heard it called like an AI tsunami that's happening, and I'm kind of curious to hear what your indications from the community are. So we'll hold that thought. We'll be right back at this short break to continue our conversations with Michelle Dumais and Margaret Schmidt. This is Bite Marks Cafe.
Support for Bite Marks Cafe comes from the HPR Local Talk Show Fund, whose contributors help Hawaii Public Radio sustain and grow its locally produced talk shows. Mahalo to contributor Honolulu Waldorf School.
Welcome back. This is Bite Marks Cafe right here on Hawaii Public Radio, HPR 1. I'm Bert Lum. And if you're just joining us, we're talking to Michelle Dumais, and she is from Kialani Solutions. And we've got Margaret Schmidt from the Hawaii Women in Technology. And, of course, they're both here to talk about the Hawaii Island AI Summit. And right before the break, Michelle, I was going to kind of ask you to maybe drill down a little bit about what you're hearing from the community. Obviously, there's interest, but I'm kind of interested to hear what the voice on the street and their impression of what AI and what AI is to them, how it might impact them, and what is it that you're getting a sense of what they want to learn?
Yeah, so that's a great question. What we're hearing actually is twofold. We have people in the camp that are all in wanting to build and learn and absorb and get really technical and, you know, hands dirty, right? Hands on. Then you have another faction of the community that's saying, okay, well, is it safe? What do we do? What's work going to look like in the future? How do we get people to adopt it? And so that's another area that we're hearing from. And that's why I think the summit actually fits in perfectly, because we developed those two tracks because we heard that from the community, mm-hmm. and we're trying to fill that gap as best as possible.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. And Margaret, I mean, what are you kind of hearing? I mean, and you're in a little different market, but what are you sort of hearing?
Yeah, I'll just layer onto that. Completely agree with Michelle's observations there. And it really is those two camps she described. You know, you've got the folks that we want to ensure we're helping demystify how AI works. It's moving so fast. There's so many tools out there, how to use them for what, and then the next step, what practical knowledge, what practical skills, applied workflows can people take away from mm-hmm. the event to support their everyday work? And as Michelle highlighted, there are the folks that are all in, that are building, and they may be looking for the thought leadership, the networking opportunities. Maybe they're looking for their next co-founder at the event, and we want to make sure we're delivering that high impact network experience as well. And you know, shout out to Michelle, the planning team, and really bringing together truly a community event. When you're listening to the panel, when you're listening to the speakers, when you're involved in the workshops, you're connecting directly into the Hawaii Island tech community.
You know, and Michelle, when I know you mentioned a panel and Nam Vu is on it, kind of the future of work, and you're involved with talking to businesses and giving them some consultative advice on, you know, where things might be going. What is it that you could share to our listeners about what your view of the future of work looking like as a result of these tools that are coming down the pipe?
Yeah, and I know the tools are changing at least weekly, sometimes more than that. So it's very hard to gauge where that future is going to be, but we do know that AI is here, it's going to stay, and we need to build those capabilities in the people and also in our businesses to survive. I do think it's going to be more about what skills you have and what capabilities you're bringing to the workforce as opposed to job titles that are going to be outdated. And just having that discussion about, you know, now that businesses can have more throughput, what other capabilities can they open up to make them grow? And our community needs to come together and learn those things so we can enable everyone to just grow.
Do you have any, let's say, advice for anybody listening that, you know, to what extent should they be embracing this AI technology? And I guess the nature of this question is, there's people out there that, you know, look at any kind of technology and oftentimes it's a little bit fearful because, you know, it's an unknown. But is it pervasive enough? Do you think it's going to be pervasive enough that everybody has to have some sense of what it is? And the only way you can find out about what it is to actually, you know, dip your toe into this vast ocean?
So I do think it's going to be pervasive enough that everyone needs to know about it. I do not think everyone needs to know how to code. I think what everyone needs to know is what are the skills, and oftentimes they're going to be the soft skills that have been forgotten in the past, but how do you ask AI the questions. What kind of context do you give it? What kind of information does it need? How can you solve a problem? You know, those are the soft skills that we really need to make sure we don't lose, because that will enable AI, but you should learn how to work within those confines and use AI to do better in your job. I mean, creating Excel sheets and PowerPoints, there's no reason to do that anymore. AI can do that, and it does a wonderful job, right?
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, everyone should know AI.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. I mean, I've played around with, you know, various kind of conceptual things, and based on the conceptual, let's say, concept paper, you know, I'll ask Gemini to, you know, create a infographic, because I like to look at graphics and give me something that I can sort of look at in you know, instead of just a whole bunch of words, right? And mm-hmm. I got to admit, it does a really good job. So if you're, you know, if yeah. you're taking that and you're trying to share that with others, oftentimes it's better to share that infographic than it is to share, like, you know, five paragraphs, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, but you still had to do the work to get the five paragraphs, and those are the skills that we can't lose. And, you know, if you would have asked me back in November, would I have had Claude do a PowerPoint, I would have said, yeah, it can do okay. You ask me today, oh, no, it rocks.
Okay, well, I'm going to have to give that a shot, because, there's a number of different tools that come up with some pretty nice presentations. I think I heard of Gamma, and that's another one. But
yeah.
I do want to ask Margaret. You know, Margaret, Michelle brought up the idea of skills, and for anybody that is coming to the summit, what sort of, let's say, breakout sessions or panels, what are you thinking of offering that can help people sort of gain some confidence to upskill?
Oh, Bert, you just said it. Gaining that confidence to upskill, it's really about lowering the barriers and opening the doors for opportunities. Of course, it starts with conversations. It starts with the thought leadership from some inspirational leaders. But also, it really benefits folks to work, to sit down, work through an application. Hey, here's an example of how I can build an agent. Here's an example of how I can build an AI-based workflow. And as they walk through that, they gain the confidence, they ask the questions, they kind of, you know, get that level of familiarity that is so essential for them taking the next step to invest in themselves. Take a course, join a seminar, take a conference, join an online cohort. There's so many educational opportunities out there to take the next step in your career and in your education in AI. And that's what we want to facilitate. Our hope is that folks come to the conference, take away some valuable skills, a fantastic network, and then take the next step to invest in their AI skills. And Bert, I'd just like to echo a comment that Michelle made, that she feels that AI will touch everyone,
mm-hmm.
And that it's to everyone's advantage to learn some level of awareness, some level of use of AI. And I want to emphasize how critical that is, first of all, for safe usage, for guiding you know, your colleagues, your family, safe usage mm-hmm. of AI. Of course, helping your family and colleagues understand what are the guardrails, what are safe usage of AI. That's so critical.
Yeah.
I know you've been involved in that. And Bert, in addition, AI needs our involvement so that we can help AI evolve, you know, based on our values and based on our needs of our community.
No, and I do want to talk to you a little bit more about that. And in fact, it's good to hear that the summit isn't going to be necessarily all panels and all talking at you kind of environments. There is definitely kind of hands-on activities that demonstrate the actual use of these new tools that are now becoming more readily available. So we'll hold that thought. We'll be right back at this short break to continue our conversation with Michelle Dumais and Margaret Schmidt. This is Bite Marks Cafe.
Support for Bite Marks Cafe comes from the HPR Local Talk Show Fund, which helps Hawaii Public Radio sustain and grow its locally produced talk shows. Mahalo to contributors Ulupono Initiative and Ruby Tuesday Hawaii.
Welcome back. This is Bite Marks Cafe. I'm Bert Lum right here on Hawaii Public Radio, HPR 1. And of course, if you're just joining us, we're talking to Michelle Dumais. She's from Keolani Solutions and Margaret Schmidt from the Hawaii Women in Tech. And we're all here talking about the Hawaii Island AI Summit, which is taking place very shortly. And I'm going to ask you both to, you know, give us a where's and when's. But, you know, right before the break, we're talking about some of the content that's going to be imparted on people that participate in this summit. And there's a lot of hands-on. And Margaret, I like the fact that you were saying that, you know, it's really an effort to kind of lower the barrier, provide an environment for confidence building, understand the tools to the extent that people can actually feel, you know, sure of themselves to actually use them. Because I think both of you have said that, you know, this AI tsunami, when the internet, you know, started, people were a little bit, you know, apprehensive. Then, you know, you have a whole bunch of applications that come out, social media, what have you. And there is a little bit of that fear factor. The thing about AI that's different from what I just, brought to the discussion is that it's happening so fast. And if people don't kind of jump in with a little bit of familiarity, it can easily pass them by very quickly. So, you know, I guess my question is, you know, as you start to help people understand and build, what is it that you want to impart on them from a, you know, once they say the summit is over, where can they go to continue, you know, that learning process? I'll give it to Michelle first, and then Margaret, you can chime in.
Sure. I mean, like Margaret said, that the intention here is they get their hands on different tools. They get comfortable using AI. They build a network, right? So that network is someone that they can lean on. And this is Big Island, you know, Hawaii Island folks that they can call up. They can meet for coffee. They can continue those discussions. Everyone here that's participating in the summit, I know, is more than willing to give their time and knowledge away to people to help other community members, because that's just who they are on our teams, right? And so I think part of that is we want them to take away practical solutions, something they feel really empowered that they can go and do right now. We want to have them have some clarity and not so much confusion about what AI is. And then we have to have people on the island that are willing to give up their time and energy and just have a cup of coffee when someone gets stuck.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. And Margaret, you were kind of alluding to this and the idea of participating, contributing, and understanding how perhaps the AI is informed. And what would you say to people that are, you know, getting involved? You know, how can they participate to the extent that they can influence anything that occurs with this rollout of technology? Because a lot of it is being rolled out by, big tech that is sometimes very unapproachable. So how do people kind of stay involved to the extent where they can perhaps influence the direction of where things are going?
Great question, Bert. And of course, it starts with the awareness. How are these tools used? What are their capabilities? And what are the guardrails to be aware of? For example, what is the confidentiality of the data?
Mm-hmm.
How is that data handled? And this is Michelle and I had this conversation before the call. This is actually an area that will open up for people's involvement. You mentioned big tech, but there's the AI VC and startup community is tremendous, and you're seeing AI applications open up every week in legal, in health tech, so many areas that the next generation of tech innovators, tech leaders, and tech adjacent roles is just starting to form. And we haven't even seen the tip of that tsunami, as you call it. So this is an opportunity for everyone, regardless of their stage of career, to go on a learning journey. And again, all beginnings may look difficult and scary, and that's the point of this event. It's to lower that barrier and to build that confidence. Bert, I don't know if you know, but the World Economic Forum just published that it only takes 30 hours to reach beginner level in AI skills and about 137 hours to reach advanced proficiency. Bert, that's not a barrier. That's an invitation, and that's an invitation we'd like to extend to our community to walk with us on this journey. Hawaii Women in Tech, we're a nonprofit based on Hawaii, and you know, we'll continue to provide educational pathways and AI learning opportunities throughout the year. And we're a network of women in many stages of career in tech and tech adjacent.
Well, you know,
we invite everyone to walk that journey.
And I think the message that you're conveying is the fact that those hours aren't insurmountable. So I think people need to just take that first step. And might I advise that as you start to, you know, share this and get more participation in it, people's roles, especially in the, let's say, the activity of governance for any of this technology, their roles are important because they, as they learn, they can now make some determinations. I think your summit is going to help to do that. So again, where is this summit taking place? When is it taking place? And how can people actually sign up and attend it?
Sure. So the summit is March 12th. It is at the Arc of Hilo in Hilo. It is from 11 to 4 is the actual summit, and we will have a pahana from 4 to 6. And they can reach and have more information at www.hawaiiaisummit.com. And for your listeners, Bert, we have a coupon code to save $15, which is Bite Marks Cafe.
All right. So what is the total cost for the day?
Well, with the coupon, it's only $35. So that's quite a deal.
That's a great deal. And again, it's March 12th, and that's happening in Hilo. And I'll put the link to the event on our show notes for later on for anybody who wants to check it out. Michelle Dume is from Keolani Solutions, and Margaret Schmidt, founder of Hawaii Women in Tech, and both are organizers for the Hawaii Island AI Summit. I want to thank you both for joining me today.
Thank you, Bert.
Mahalo, Bert. We really appreciate helping you get the word out.
And thank you for listening to Bite Marks Cafe. Join us next week when we'll talk about a new book about Hawaii's music scene called Local Unrest. If you miss any part of this edition, you can find the podcast of tonight's show on bitemarkscafe.org. Our engineer is David Chong. You can catch us on HPR One every Friday or anytime via the HPR app or your favorite podcast application. In the meantime, you stay safe, you stay awesome. We'll see you next week on another edition of Bite Marks Cafe.